council took action on two items. It was presented in workshop with one single presentation. One was an ordinance to remove parking along University Drive from Welborn Road back to Tauber, and the other was an action on approval for a memorandum of understanding between the City of College Station and the Northgate District Association.
And the memorandum of understanding, is that the section that talks about some of the parking redistribution and some of the other things to try to mitigate the loss of the parking spaces on University?
Yeah, Bill, it sure does. And what we did, once council gave us direction to remove parking along University, we went back to the stakeholders and recognized that this project had many different aspects, caused operational challenges to many of the business and merchants in Northgate. So the Northgate District Association, specifically Chris Scotty, worked very closely with us to help identify those challenges and work out solutions that would help accommodate the merchants as well as help support this project, help us move forward. So the MOU really summarizes all of what the Northgate District Association and the individual property owners will do to help advance this important safety improvement project, but also what the city will do to help mitigate some of the operational challenges that are created by this new infrastructure and the closure of College Main.
So actually, there's a couple of projects involved with the MOU. One would be the promenade as well as the removal of the parking on University. Then
that is correct. The as far as the capital improvement project, the additional sidewalk and loading zone constructed along University that is mentioned in the MOU would be constructed by TxDOT as part of phase one of this project. The parking would be removed as part of phase one of this project. And as council requested, we're going to work closely with TxDOT to see if we get a portion of that College Main promenade constructed under this contract as well.
Right now there's a $2 million budget. Is that going to be enough?
We're working with TxDOT very closely to make sure the scope does not creep on this project, but we still meet all the goals and objectives of the project. Ultimately, it's going to depend on how favorable bids are, how many contractors become interested in the work, and what sort of add alternate bid items we can create in the bid form to help make sure that we come within budget.
Some of the background material, this really dates back to almost two summers ago, right?
That's correct. This has been a very lengthy, ongoing project. We initiated this project with TxDOT probably 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and began to work on concepts for detailed design that mirrored the concepts and images included in the master plan that was completed at the end of 2007. So it's been a very long project. It's required a lot of coordination and stakeholder input from all of our partners, Texas A&M University, TxDOT, as well as the merchants and the Northgate District Association. We're fortunate enough to be at the a good milestone in the project. We're nearing the end of the design phase. TxDOT is scheduled to advertise the project for construction bid somewhere between the window of August to October of this year, with construction beginning towards the end of this calendar year, the first part of 2012.
Construction could be completed when?
Construction would likely begin towards the end of 2011, but in reality, it would be the beginning of 2012, somewhere in the December to January time frame. December of 2011, January of 2012.
And barring weather or any other unforeseen circumstances, what's the construction time frame?
Probably looking somewhere between 12 to 14 months. Depending on the phase that the contractor is required to take. As you know, we're going to have to install traffic plans not only for vehicular traffic but for pedestrian traffic. We have to maintain access to the businesses at all times. So the phasing is going to be very important. The phasing restrictions and requirements, the duration may extend as long as 14 months.
Parking prohibition on University doesn't start until after the project's completed?
No, sir. The parking along University will not be removed until January 1 of 2012. So essentially, it would not be removed until really two milestones are met. One, the project construction would begin, most likely, January of 2012 or December of 2011, but also it just equally as important as we should be nearing completion of Culver and Stasney Street reconstruction and rehab projects. So we really don't want to have those roadway projects in progress at the same time.
And thank you for bringing that up, too. I couldn't remember the specific street names. I knew there was some other construction going on, and I'm guessing you would like just to be able to dovetail the end of one into the beginning of the next.
Ideally, we would be complete. In a perfect world, we would be far enough along on Culver and Stasney that the work between University Drive and Cross Street, the major entertainment portion of the district, would be complete, and we would be working in the residential area during football season, so August until our September until December. We would be further north along those streets. Contractors beginning his work right now at University and Culver and University and Stasney and working his way north. So in a perfect world, only construction in Northgate during football season is between Cherry and Cross Street. Once football season's over, we'll begin work along University Drive. Or I say we, TxDOT, will begin work on University Drive.
So at least for right now, the timetable has worked out well, avoiding the busy or the busier times of the year in Northgate then.
Yes, sir. And that's been our objective as far as moving forward on both of these projects, to try to minimize the inconvenience and disruption in the district during football season.
Is there anything else that folks need to know about, at least at this stage? Because it sounds like things really aren't going to get geared up until January.
That's correct. We've got a little bit of work to do with the merchants and with the Northgate District Association to develop this permitting process, so this ordinance that will allow them to conduct business out in sidewalks and public rights of way. So that's something we'll continue to work on in the next year, hopefully get that wrapped up as quickly as possible, too.